crawling behind the gate. The gate swings into the stretch, and here they come. They're horsing around.
Welcome to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchel, and I am here with my partner, Kelly Bell. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Oh, I'm having a great day today. The sun is shining. Summer is here. I'm happy with life.
Yeah. We have a great guest. You know, this week actually kicked off fair season, and how much fun. We got a whole bunch of weeks ahead of us of harness racing at the fairs.
Yeah. I tell you what, I had a chance to get out there and watch some ponies run just yesterday. And I plopped myself down in the grass and the sun was out on my face and you could smell the leather and the horses. And it was a beautiful day. There's nothing more fun than going out to the track. It's just the best way to spend a summer afternoon.
Yeah. Well, joining us to talk more about a county fair is Bill Peters from the Ohio Fair Racing Conference, and he is the race secretary, official timer, and clerk of courts for the Marion County Fair coming up June 28th. Hey, Bill.
Hi there. How are you doing there, Michelle and Kelly?
Well, doing great. You wear an awful lot of hats, Bill.
I try to.
Well, you know, people like you are so important to the sport of harness racing because you keep all the gears lubricated and running so that we can put on these great events for the public and keep the sport going for all these family farms in Ohio that depend on horses. So God bless you. We appreciate everything you do, sir.
Well, thank you. It's probably about my only hobby is the county fair harness racing. So.
Well, you know, the one thing I find is once people get introduced to this sport, they never leave it. It's just something that becomes a part of your life. And I'm certainly finding that's happening to me. I fell into it by accident about a dozen years ago. And you know, now I'm in like Flynn. You know, you couldn't scrape me off the wall with a razor blade at this point.
Yeah, she's been on the starting gate. She's been in the sulky. She's got some fractional ownership going on right now.
Oh, I got to tell you guys, I have fractional ownership in a horse that's doing really good this year.
Oh, yeah?
A little two-year-old colt. His name is Procrastinator, of all things, right? And do we have time for me to tell this story?
Oh, go ahead.
I'll make it quick. I went to the select sale a year ago. I was looking at all the babies that were available. I interviewed a lady. She was telling me how she foaled her very first horse because her husband was at the airport. He usually does it. And this horse just wouldn't come out and took his time. That's why they named him Procrastinator. And I thought, I love this story. I want a piece of that horse. Right now, he's getting ready, I believe, to be entered into the next generation race at Scioto Downs, which means he is one of the top five horses for the stable.ca. And they've got a lot of horses. I don't know how many, but you know, more than 50, I'm sure. And he's just doing great. He's won a couple of races already. I had Roger Houston and Keith Gisser both call me up going, "Hey, did you see what Procrastinator did?" And he looks strong. I'm really excited.
Nice. Good job. Gosh, how fun. Well, let's talk about the Marion County Fair, because that's the next county fair coming up. And Bill, do you know how long this fair has been going on with racing?
Well, they started a long, probably back in the early 1900s, but I'm not real sure. But they dropped out of harness racing probably around 2010 in that area. Right. And I kind of got on them and worked with them, and we brought harness racing back to the Marion County Fair in 2017. So this will be our fifth year back with harness racing. They were out of Marion County was out of harness racing for about six, seven years.
Wow, good job. Let's talk about some of the things. You guys have 2 days of racing, June 28th and 29th. Is that correct?
That's correct. We race both days with an 11 o'clock in the morning post time.
And how many races? What's the race card on the first day?
Well, the first day we have all of the four Philly stakes, plus the George Tom Criswell free-for-all pace, which is limited to eight horses. And we almost always get eight, more than eight, and we have to go by the preferences that are set up, where the Ohio-sired horses have first preference, totally Ohio-owned second preference. And then if we don't get it down to eight horses by then we go by their earnings, the top earnings in 2021. So I look for about, with all the divisions we'll have of those Philly stakes, I would look for about 17 races each day at Marion.
So, Bill, that was Monday, but what kind of races do you have on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, we have all the Colton Gelding stakes, plus the Big John Townsend free-for-all trot, and then the race that some people think is the highlight of the week, and that's the Spring Haven Farm Ladies Driving Series Pace, where we have all lady drivers. At Paulding County last week, we had enough that we had two divisions with the ladies' pace, so it looks like it could be a good year for the ladies' races, and they're always popular, and usually some of the best betting races at the fair.
Wow, awesome.
Sounds like a great card.
Yeah, it'll be. We had at Paulding County Fair last week, we had 14 races the first day and 15 the second day. And historically, Marion County always has a few more races than Paulding County does. I think mainly because it's in the Marion's in the central part of the state and draws from a little wider area of Ohio than Paulding. Paulding being up in the pretty much the extreme northwest corner. Gets mostly horses from that area, plus the Michigan and a few Indiana horses. So.
And so are there some names that you're looking forward to already that are heading to the Marion County Fair that you know of?
Well, I really don't. The entries don't close until Friday for Monday's races and Saturday for Tuesday's races. But there were some horses that were pretty impressive at Paulding that may be there, but again, sometimes they have a good outing like that at the fair, then they get ideas that, you know, maybe they should try the horse in the Buckeye Stallion Series or maybe the Ohio Sire Stakes, you know, where they would go for bigger purses. So you really don't know until you open up that for those online entries. I can open up tomorrow to see online entries. I can open up for Monday's races, and I can open up on Friday to see what horses are online entries for Tuesday's races. I know right now that I've got 23 horses that are entered online so far each day, but who the horses are, I can't open up to see who those 23 horses each day are until tomorrow for Monday and Friday for Tuesday.
And just to tell people, though this show is running Sunday, the day before the fair starts, we recorded it on Wednesday before. So we're kind of talking ahead and behind in a way.
Okay, right.
All the folks need to know is get on out to the fair and get yourself a corn dog and some cotton candy and plop down there with your race program and enjoy some fantastic racing action.
If one, I probably will be there late Sunday afternoon with the race program. So if anybody wants to come out and get a race program to see what to line up their bets for Monday and Tuesday, I'll be there at the fairgrounds late Sunday afternoon with the race programs.
Oh, now I believe I heard Frank Fraz say when he was the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association actually is doing a live feed video of races all over the state, and they're putting the betting programs up on the OHHA website, so you can just download them there.
Oh, there you go.
And then you know who's racing.
The programs are not available on the website until 1 hour before post time.
Okay.
The reason for that is If you had them on earlier, it would hurt the sale of the race programs at the fair site. Oftentimes, you know, it's some of your civic clubs like the Lions Club or Kiwanis Clubs or maybe the local horsemen's associations who have the sale of race programs as a moneymaker. and we don't want to hurt their sales by putting them on the, we figure if we don't put them on the line until an hour before, well, most anybody that's coming to the races has already left home. They're not going to be able to download them at that point. So.
Well, and you know, I like a real race program that's been printed and bound. I like to mark them up and look through the pages. It's just easier for me to digest the information that way and follow what race we're on than if I'm trying to, you know, look at a bunch of tiny stuff on my phone or print something out at home. And then my pages get mixed up as to which race I'm on. And, you know, and the cost of printers and printer paper, I think, you know, buying a program is actually the better value. I would absolutely do that and support a local organization. Doesn't bother me a bit.
How much do programs go for?
Usually $3. There may be a few fairs that might only be $2. Maybe there's probably ones who maybe print their own. You know, they may have in-house printing. They may only charge $2. But if they have to go through a printing company, most of them charge $3 for a program.
And it's free to get in to watch the races, right?
In the grandstand, yes.
Yeah.
The grandstand is free.
But you have to.
The gate admission is not the only fair. As far as I know, the only fair in the state of Ohio that has free gate admission is the Paulding County Fair, which took place last week. The Paulding County Fair has free gate admission and free grandstand admission. But I think they're the only one in the state.
So, Marion,
wait, what about Delaware? Every day except Jug Day and Jugette Day, you can watch the races. For just the price of admission to park your car, you get into the fairgrounds.
Right, you pay to get in at the gate, but you've got a gate admission on those days. But Paulding County Fair, there's not any gate admission any day. They don't charge. Paulding County Fair, I think it's the only fair in the state that has free gate admission and free grandstand admission.
Wow.
They have daily sponsors where one business might sponsor the fair for that day, and they the amount of money that they pay for their sponsorship pays for everybody to get in free. Then the next day, maybe some other sponsor and so on.
That's a good deal.
Good old hometown ingenuity, don't you, Michelle?
Yeah, I do. Gosh. Well, so literally, my point I was trying to get to is the fact that for the price of gate admission and $3 for a program, you're going to have a whole afternoon of fun horse racing.
Right. Well, with 17 races, you're talking about probably a little over 4 hours of entertainment.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, gosh, everyone head out to the fair, like Kelly said, Monday and Tuesday, June 28th and 29th at Marion Fairgrounds, and enjoy your time.
Yeah, and families, if you take your kids out there, take a couple of those little mini carrots and put them in a baggie, because you might be able to walk around in the barns in between races, and you just might be offered an opportunity to feed a carrot to a racehorse. You know, you have to ask, but oftentimes they'll let you do that.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break here. When we come back, Bill and Kelly, I want to talk to you both, because we've had the Paulding County Fair already, and let's talk about what it's like to be back at the racetrack after COVID. Be right back.
It's mud season. Are you looking for a fix in a muddy situation? Cashman's has you covered, offering innovative mud control solutions. We are also your number one source for the best deals on rubber mats for multi-use flooring, perfect for horse stalls, garages, and gyms. Cashman's Horse Equipment has been serving the equine community for over 40 years. Come and visit our location in Delaware, Ohio, and shop over 10 acres of equine farm and livestock supplies. Shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Be sure to catch the new podcast, The Top of the Stretch, presented by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. The podcast keeps fans of racing in the Buckeye State up to date on various topics concerning the sport of harness racing. The news and views of top officials, owners, trainers, drivers, and breeders in Ohio. That's the all-new podcast, Top of the Stretch, on the Facebook page of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Be there!
Looking for that special gift for the horse lover in your life? Bow River Jewelry provides custom-made designs using state-of-the-art equipment, hand finishing, and quality stones to ensure your jewelry reflects that love of horses. Bow River Jewelry creates 14-karat gold rings, bracelets, and watches that uniquely exemplify the mutual love between horses and humans. Contact them at bowriverjewelry.com to see the variety of horse-inspired jewelry available or call 888-860-7483 with custom inquiries.
Welcome back to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchel, and I am here with my partner, Kelly Bell, and we are here with the Ohio Fair Racing Conference, Bill Peters. Hey, Bill.
Oh, good to be back here again.
It's always so good to talk to you, Bill. You know, I ran into you earlier this week out at Delaware. You were up in the broadcast booth just chewing the fat with Roger Houston and Frank Fraz and the gang. And what brought you out there? Were you working or just enjoying yourself?
Yes, I was one of the timers. At the qualifying races, you have to have three timers. And they called me a couple of weeks ago and said they only had two people lined up. Could I be I wanted to be the third timer. I said, yeah. So I came down to be the third timer.
Well, everybody sure appreciates it. And did you call any races?
Yeah, I did call. Roger needed a break, I think around the 12th race. It was an 18 race card. I think I announced race 12. So gave him a break. And then Frank got to announce the 17th race. Frank made his initial announcing of a horse race.
Woo-hoo! His first call. All right, Frank. He's not a virgin anymore. What advice do you have for somebody that calls their first race? What do they have to remember to do?
Well, I think to concentrate on the drivers, the color of course, at the qualifiers, some of them didn't have their full colors. But that's when you announce a horse race, that's what you concentrate on are the driver's colors and associate that with the name of the horse that they're driving in that race.
Nice. So what was it like being back at a fair with an audience, the horses, the whole thing?
Well, of course, that was last week at Paulding. That was the first fair in the state. Yeah, it was nice to be back. And have to look up in the grandstand when I came across it for the start of the races, look in the grandstand and see people in the grandstand. Whereas last year, the only people in the grandstand were the judges and the videotaping crew. That was about it. So it was nice to see all those people sitting in the grandstand.
Yeah, I've already had people texting me about Delaware. You know, they're gearing up and renting RVs and planning their trips to get out here. Everybody really missed being out there last year. So I think this year is going to be double the fun.
Yeah. And Delaware, what's the dates for Delaware? Do you know?
Delaware.
In September.
September 19th.
They race on Sunday, September 19th, Monday, September 20th, Tuesday, September 21st, Wednesday, September 22nd, and then Thursday, September 23rd, which is Jug Day. So the 19th through the 23rd.
All right. Well, gosh, looking forward to it. You know, we got to take a break here. Bill, I want to thank you for joining us and filling us in on the Marion County Fair coming up this week. And when we come back, Kelly, you had a chance while you were out there at the Delaware County Fairgrounds to talk to
driver Aaron Merriman, one of the great legends of harness racing history and just salt of the earth down home guy.
All right. Driver Aaron Merriman. Well, so we'll hear all about it. It'll be great to hear from a driver's point of view. We'll be right back.
Looking for your next quality standard bred racehorse? Look no further than Sugar Valley Farm in Delaware, Ohio. Sugar Valley Farm offers stud services anywhere in the world, providing the best stallions available at any price point. With a stallion roster full of names like Well Said, Lather Up, Mr. Wiggles, and Down by the Seaside, winning must be in the water. For more info, call 1-740-363-5618. That's 1-740-363-5618 for Sugar Valley Farm.
With more than 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is over $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing. The mission of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. To learn more about the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, go to OHHA.com.
Hey folks, it's Kelly Bell. I'm out here at the Delaware County Fairgrounds on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. We're qualifying some new two-year-olds this year in the harness racing world, and I'm sitting here with an amazing driver, one of your all-time favorites I know, Aaron Merriman. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing good. It's a little early for me to get my day started, you know, the two-hour drive here or hour and 40 minutes, but I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad it's a nice day.
Absolutely. It's beautiful out here. Now, you're qualifying today. About how many horses are we looking at?
I think I'm probably qualifying about 14 today. Right. I actually have this race off. This is the first race I've had off today. But it's always exciting, you know, to see what, you know, everybody's worked on all winter and to see these, you know, the development of these young babies.
Absolutely. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're seeing from this new crop?
Yeah, you know, there's a new breed of course, whatever, and it seems like they just get better every year. You know, the mares get better, you know, that go to the studs that were a little bit older. Now there's new studs, you know, breeding to the old mares. So this, you know, the generations of just, you know, they just keep leapfrogging. You know, the talent is much more natural. And, you know, it's like I said, it's a great process. It's almost like seeing your kid grow up.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're qualifying the new babies, you kind of have to get to know the personality of the horse. Like some horses, I think they call them hunters, where they like to be in the pack and go up against another horse mm-hmm. in front of them. And others like to break out and be in the front from the beginning. And when you're qualifying, you kind of have a chance to get to know some of these babies. So can you tell us what you're seeing so far with this crop and some of the styles that you think some of these babies are developing?
Yeah, you know, like today, like, I drive a lot for the Chris Bieber, who does a phenomenal job. So he kind of just gives me, you know, this one's not ready for the front. This one, you know, because he's trained it all winter. Or this one here, just go ahead and cut this out for me and, you know, and set a time bar for the other horses that he has. Like I said, they're just the how natural they are from even when I started driving 20 years ago to they are now. It's just huge. You know, it's amazing, you know, how much, like I said, the breed is progressed. But like just quick speed, these horses have quick speed everywhere. That's what you're noticing a lot more. Like you can even use it out of the gate, you know what I mean? Or you can, you know, use it from behind. Like before it was kind of like, you know, everybody kind of jostled for position and, you know what I mean? And hope you had the right position and you go. But like now these horses are just so versatile and you can flick up a switch and they can just go, you know what I mean? They can just go all out at any time. So like I said, I'm just really, really happy, like, you know, with the progression. And like I said, I really, really like the babies. And, you know, you get a lot of word from the trainers and the grooms and kind of see what kind of attitude they have in the first time around them. And then they pick up on you. So it's, you know, it's kind of a cool relationship.
So as a driver, do you have a particular style of positioning that you favor, or do you kind of change it up based on the horse that you have and the position that you are in behind the gate?
Well, I'd like to say I change it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, but I think a lot of people hire me, like especially for overnight horses, because I'm very aggressive. You know, I'm usually right on the gate going forward. Or, you know what I mean, or placing my horse early. I used to be Mr. Patient, you know what I mean? Like, I used to race a lot from behind. But, you know, the more you win and the better the horses you get, and then the better the odds. And so you're kind of expected to race them a certain way, which kind of is, you know what I mean? It's a catch-22, you know what I mean? Like, oh, that guy only knows one way, but that's what they put me down for, you know? But as Ronnie Wren Jr., who's here today, and I have said, you're racing at the Meadows, which you can't be that aggressive. You know, the track doesn't carry speed, et cetera, like that, has really made us, you know, different drivers and better drivers. So I don't mind racing anywhere on the racetrack. Yeah, I don't mind racing from last. That's the way the horse has got to do it. I don't mind racing horse locked in and hopefully get out. I mean, just, you know, I mean, that's just, you got to race them to what they feel. And that's one thing about catch drivers nowadays. You know, it's not all driver trainers driving the horses. You know, we're getting behind these horses, and these people are working on them all week long. So we're expected to, you know, like, yeah, you know, do the best we can. So, and, you know, you can always overdrive one. You can always underdrive one. But my thing is you just do the best you can, and I'm very aggressive, and I always leave it on the field, I say.
So where are we going to see you racing coming up in the season? Are you bopping around a lot of different tracks, or is the Meadows mainly your home base?
Northfield Park is, like, actually home to me. I only live a mile from there.
Oh, nice.
But the Meadows is, like, my second home. Okay. So, like, there, and then, you know, Scioto. I actually cut out, like, one extra day right now, and I'm trying to cut out. I want to try to have 2 days off if possible, although it's been, like, impossible here lately, especially with the stakes season started. But you'll see me mostly at the doubleheaders, like the Meadows and Northfield primarily, especially stakes season. I don't try to miss much. And then, you know, Saddle Downs, I'll be there this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I actually took Thursday night off. I'm only driving a half a cart on Thursday also at the Meadows. I'm going to qualify one of my dad's babies Thursday at Northfield, and then going to go race the 3rd through the 9th and then come home. So just like I said, I'm really trying to, as much as it doesn't seem that way, I'm trying to cut back, and just, like, I can tell the difference, and that's what matters.
Now, the 3rd through the 9th, that's when they're doing the Next Generation Series at Scioto.
Yes.
Are you going to be in that?
Yes, I am. I don't know what I have yet, but I did qualify a couple babies for Chris yesterday. You know, that has, you know, the opportunity to be there. And I think the owners bid on the slots, or, you know, or won the lottery to get the slots. So that's exciting. You know, I didn't go down last year. I didn't have any pacers, being that I always race on most qualifying days. So this is really, really nice for me, this Delaware action, you know. And, you know, Chris Reaver and I have had a great relationship over the years. He's just primarily a trot guy, you know.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. So one last question, then I know you got to get to work. So if you could architect your dream race, what track, what horse, and what starting position?
Oh my goodness. I've never, you should feel great, because I've never had that question asked. Home, the rail, with one of my dads in a stake race, and win.
Yay.
That's it, you know what I mean? And just, you know, the home, the rail, make it easy, just right down the road, and never look back and make it easy.
I love it. Aaron Merriman, such a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you have a wonderful day on the track. Right.
Thank you very much, guys.
And that concludes this episode. We'll see you next week for some more Horsing Around.